My name is Joe Curry for Davin's Den. Millions of people fall prey on internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
But I know what I did in the past is what is haunting me now. Mm-hmm. I go, how did she get your info if she had no idea of your real identity?
Can I stop for a sec? Please.
Just pretty see what happened.
But the haunt is haunting me now. Somebody in love that is not buying into that, or you know, that's not has no clue this is a scam,
right?
Or even just asked it to see if it was. But somebody in love, not like you know him not knowing this. As soon as she wrote haunted, you know, and this has been haunting me ever since. A lot of people would leave it right there. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that you know. That my feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
You're not doing that. You're just, that's nice, whatever. Why did you do, you know? This is the difference about somebody being scammed and us.
Right.
Is a key difference.
Maybe I'm revealing my hand too much. I go, well, how did she get your info if she had no idea of your real identity? There's one more thing. One big thing. I will not tell you here. I know a big secret. You'll be far better off telling me than me having to ask you. Then I go, when did you meet her? Bunch of question marks. I met her a couple months before meeting you. She goes, well, I have news for you. She had your info from the beginning. What is going on? She goes, believe me, hon, I don't know. So you guys like what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
I go, you met her on Facebook but added a bunch of guys to Agnes to tell me you were helping her find men. What were they for you or her? And I don't even care at this point. I just want to know. Believe you, then tell me something about this whole farce that you think I do not know. Even if you think it will make me mad, tell me something before I have to ask you about it. I might be a drunk porn writing comic who falls for a pretty face, but I'm not an idiot.
Wow, that sounds like my wrap up earlier.
Good.
Nice.
Then, you there?
No! Can you hear me now?
Another one heading for the hills.
Running, oh, the lights went out. I guess we disconnected.
I could just see the cafe and Mavis going one way, and you know, Linda coming the other.
All just sit next to each other, like, would you believe this crap?
Yeah.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah, it's like keep going.
They both are.
Keep going.
She goes, they were for her. I was only helping her. I go, fine. She goes, I've told you the most difficult one by revealing my identity to you. What do you think I will hide this? Why do you think I will hide this? I go, that is the one thing that blows my mind. Yet you...
We're truthful on that one.
Yeah. Yet you lied to me afterwards. Yet there is a big secret that I know. I have known and you will not tell me. If you want me in your life, you should tell me before I ask. Because if I ask and you lie, this is all over. Just like that, because I will know I can never, ever trust you. I am an asshole. This I know, but I do not deserve this type of thing.
Isolate that, Joe.
Isolate? I hear it every night.
Now, of course, the secret is the fact that I've heard the guys in the background.
Yeah.
Feeding the lines. I go, damn it, believe me. Damn it, Belinda. Damn it, Belinda.
Damn it, believe me.
Damn it, somebody.
Damn it, Belinda. It did not have to be this way.
Right.
I told her it didn't have to be. She goes, what is it, hon? Ask me, because I know all I've done is to tell you the truth.
Even feeling miserably.
I go, no, this I will discuss with you when I can see you. I want to know if you will lie right to my face. If you have so little respect for me, and still the mystery of how back in May Mavis was using Belinda's info. Mm-hmm. She goes, I have told you, I don't know already. Okay, that's okay with me. But it's like you don't believe me, and I understand I have lied to you before, so I'll understand you. But still, blaming me for things I have no idea for, that's not okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she's calling you out? You're blaming me for things I have no idea about? That's not okay?
That's what she's saying.
I go,
do you think I like this? Do you think I like not trusting somebody I fell in love with twice? Nothing would make me happier than if I could get on a plane and start a life with you. Gotta reel it back a little bit.
Yep.
That's what you gotta do with a battered woman.
Oh, God.
What? You can't constantly smack him around. You have to give him the I love you. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like taking a battered woman and put her in a fryer.
What?
A battered woman, put her in a fryer, batter, run her in a fryer, chop.
They have
chicken.
A nice soft center.
Yeah.
Wow. Gooey.
Yeah. That's good. It's a fried chicken reference.
He's just being sick.
Belinda says, that's what I also want. But us going through this is making it really difficult. but I guess I brought it upon myself. I go, yes, but unfortunately we do have to go through this. I wish you would have met me as the funny, cocky, pretty Canadian named Belinda.
Oh.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Would have had a pal.
Yeah.
But you chose a different route. You aligned yourself with bad people, and now here we are.
Because I'm a scammer. She's a scammer. Yeah.
So wrong. She goes, I didn't want it like this, and you know the reason why I did this, why I did it like this. But I guess since I brought it upon myself, I have to bear the consequences alone. I go, I know, Belinda. I know. We will video chat. You'll either be forthright with me or you will not. Until then, you are my girl that drives me crazy. You are the person I love to talk with. You're the person I wish I could kiss. We will see how long that lasts. She goes, I wish that for us, but I guess time will tell. I go, it's not time that holds the answers. It's your lips.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, but time will give my lips the chance to let the words out. Sure, you have him a staff meeting, you know.
Exactly. Tell him that you're always going to scam him. Tell him. Till he starts to drop the hammer. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him right now.
Okay. Turn into a 60s show. I don't know.
I don't know. A musical broke out.
Sure. I go, okay, this has been terrible. Do you have any idea how Mavis got your information? She goes, I have no idea how she got it. Sometimes I wonder how she got it, but I don't get any explanation for it. So I stop thinking about it. It's really hard. See, now here's the interesting thing. Mavis will sell herself out to save Belinda.
Yeah.
Belinda will not do the same for Mavis.
No. No, she won't. She's like, oh, Mavis.
I've worked too hard on this.
Yeah, she said Mavis did some sneaky stuff. I don't know how, but I'm the injured party.
And Mavis is like, it's all me, it's all me.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
But actually, that's a good strategy if you're working with a partner.
Sure.
I go, she has a similar story to yours. Just a girl looking for love who made mistakes.
For more Davin's Den scams, the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.